All right, Brian Sozzi, you love energy drinks more than anybody I have ever met. Monster out with its latest results. What's the story here? And by the way, we talked about it in our meeting this morning at 6 o'clock. I can't get over the stock story for this over the last decade.
You highlight it.
It's unbelievable.
Huge, huge stock
unbelievable.
Story. But sorry to burst anyone's bubble there and bring a little, I think, a contrarian take to this monster quarter here. Company came out with earnings last night. On the surface, things looked okay. Sales up 33.6%. Monster brand sales up 33%. Operating profits up. That was good. Gross profit margins down, was obviously not that great. And I'm actually definitely laughing at a graphic of me holding one of these monster drinks. Like, the team never ceases to surprise me here.
We've got Jen Shanker out this week. We've got a 2.5-hour show today. Everybody's stretched to their limits just trying to get the show done. But we have time to put a monster beverage in Brian Sozzi's hand on this graphic.
This is the dream team. They're not the Olympics. They're right here at Yahoo Finance. Dream team right there. But look, the red flags in this quarter. There were plenty. One, my assessment was they are, in fact, losing market share, continued market share to Red Bull, to a Bang, to the new energy drink out from PepsiCo called Mountain Dew Rise. It is very good. I totally dig it. Also, talking about the can shortage, the aluminum can shortage has been a problem for a lot of packaged goods companies. Now it is becoming, or it appears to be, a major problem for Monster here. So much so, they are seeing a severe demand slowdown, or they saw it in July, and there now might be some out of stocks in the retail sector. And again, this can shortage has gotten so worse, they have now pulled or delayed the Java Monster Cold Brew Coffee Plus to early 2022. I was excited about trying that. I will have to wait to early next year if I'm still alive.
So, how do we think about the energy drink space given what we heard from Pepsi this week with their divestiture? I mean, they're basically getting rid of a sugary drinks business, PepsiCo, but they've diversified the portfolio. But they're getting rid of juices. And, you know, CFO Hugh Johnston told us on this program that it's a lower margin business than the rest of the portfolio. So it sounds like even though there's competition coming into the space for a monster, if energy drinks is where a company like Pepsi wants to be invested, still ultimately, you know, a growing category, investable for a Pepsi.
What you're learning is the benefits of a diverse portfolio in a PepsiCo. They have that foods business that is always very, very strong for them. They have that core soda business. And for them, they are a marketing machine. So when they come out with a new energy drink product, as they have in Mountain Dew Rise, they can quickly ramp up marketing and get those products to market. Monster is a different company. They're obviously a lot smaller than a PepsiCo, singularly focused on energy drinks. And so when they have a can shortage like they are, which is impacting the business globally, it's going to hurt them a lot more than it would a PepsiCo.
I guess what I'm asking is, when you think about the trends of where big food sees the world going, is the energy drink still a space that you look at as being able to market and jam into that healthier living, which has been at the core of what you hear from a Coke and Pepsi over time?
Well, there's always going to be a market for sugary drinks. That's just the reality of it. Now, Monster has come out with more zero sugar options, like a PepsiCo, like a Coca-Cola, and that has been a win for them. But those sugary products still drive a large percentage of the Monster energy portfolio. One, you know, we have another graphic here, too. They have a new drink that's coming out in Canada called the Monster Chaotic. That's not something I would really want to try. The name kind of throws me off a little bit. And there I am holding the new Monster Chaotic that is only going to be available in Canada here. I would be keen on trying that. But nonetheless, Monster here, shares deserving a breather here. Year to date, stock is only up 0.5%, underperforming Coke and Pepsi in large part because they are seeing a can shortage. Also, an ingredient shortage. Unclear what ingredients are in short supply for Monster, but it's all not sounding good. I like that image, right?
Well, I like the image.
Yeah.
A conversation about what's in a Monster beverage, there's one that'll really set us off on a tangent.
Don't read the ingredient list.
The more we look at Sozzi, the more I have some questions. It's mostly about
questions, too.
It's about the lines around that. I mean, I guess in person it's kind of existing.
I think I have more hair.
I think you just look older in it, way older in this. Yeah. Whereas my headshot, I think, makes me look younger.
But you can see, look at the suit, you can tell that I'm busting out my shoulders here. And, you know, I work out hard, so I appreciate them doing that for me.